Always good to have Charlie Brown on the program on a Wednesday evening. Good evening, Charlie.
Evening, Roscoe. How are you, mate?
Good, good, good. I do notice that as Christmas comes up. By the way, I was going to say to people, it's not this Friday, but then the following Friday, it will be Black Friday, which is one of the big retail sales events. Takes a lot of the gloss off the Boxing Day sales in Australia these days. And, of course, that means online shopping, doesn't it? But then,
it does.
As we've sometimes said, online shopping these days is all about delivery, and that's the key.
It is, surety around delivery especially, not always just price. I've seen plenty of research reports where people actually have to pay for delivery as long as they've got surety of when the item's going to arrive. And so that's what obviously all the players are trying to work out and to deliver to customers, to engage with them and ensure they purchase through them.
But okay, if we're almost getting on one in $10 spent in total retail sales is now being spent online, you then get to a situation whereby you realise that not only the volume's going through, but then the technology required to do the shopping is now also becoming quite serious, which is the reason why, say, for example, Amazon, which is trying to relaunch itself in terms of its own credibility in Australia, I would suspect as much as anything else, is trying to now, you know, again take out lockers so that people don't have to, you know, sort of either be home or go to the post office to pick up their parcels.
That's right. And there's two things there. One is the missed delivery cost because they've got to basically deliver it again. So they've got that. But also, plenty of people, they don't actually know where they're going to be at a particular time when that package is going to be arriving. So for that person who says, well, I don't know whether I'm actually going to be at work or at home, I might be on holidays, but this idea of having a fixed physical address where they can go collect that item from, so 2 days from now, 3 days, 4 days from now, if it happens to be that long, that's a key selling point for them.
So given that, I mean, is the whole technology, because it clearly goes down to the phone, clearly goes down to the app, clearly goes down. So retailers these days have got to have skills in all those areas to make certain that all the product is fresh, that the pricing is right, that the app and the website are actually working non-stop the whole time.
Yeah, exactly right. But also, it goes further than that, Roscoe. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but you talk to different retailers, and they're looking at incredible levels of detail, not just around the purchasing intentions of customers. They can sit there and they can ask, okay, well, if you've just say you've got a loaf of bread, if that loaf of bread is $3.80, and if we drop it down to $3.30, we know the percentage of our customers that are likely to purchase it at $3.30 rather than $3.80. So they're data mining as they go. But they're also going further than that with back on the logistics discussion, Roscoe. They're looking at ways, and this has been probably quite well known, they've got logistics plans and algorithms in place to ensure that the van that's delivering the item only ever turns in one direction, depending on the country, be it Australia or the United States, and the side of the road that the van is driving on, because it saves time.
How clever is that? It's unbelievable. Charlie, I've got to leave it there. Let's talk next week. Charlie Brown talking life and technology here on Money News.